Hey everybody, hold on. Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. You know what's doing great? The price of Bitcoin. Yep, it's going up. And BlackRock sees a big move coming. It's weird. BlackRock must be watching this. Larry, are you watching the Ninja? We're talking about Bitcoin. We're talking about sovereign funds. We're talking about pension funds moving into Bitcoin. And that is exactly, when we're talking about the ETFs, it's exactly what BlackRock just came out and talked about. It says the asset manager has been helping educate pension funds, endowments, and sovereign wealth funds about the new spot Bitcoin ETF products, BlackRock's head of digital assets said. To say this is big news is an understatement when it comes to the adoption and understanding of Bitcoin for a couple different reasons. Please understand this. You have like the biggest fund on the block, right? The big boy, the big kahuna out there educating all of these sovereign funds, pension funds about Bitcoin. There's two things that are going to happen. One thing is they're going to start buying because if BlackRock's behind it, they know they're going to make money, all right? Regardless of what we all think about BlackRock, they make money. That's why they're big. And a lot of funds around the world want to follow in their footsteps and be successful. Here's the other thing that's going to happen. The people that run these funds also have a lot of money themselves. They go home, they live their own lives, they watch their kids play soccer, baseball, whatever, all around the world. They're very successful people. They drive fancy cars, wear fancy suits, and live in big fancy homes. Once they get this information, as they pitch it to their fund managers, their fellow fund managers, they're going to be buying it themselves in their own Coinbase, Gemini, KuCoin, Binance accounts all around the world. And the more wealthy people that understand what's going on with Bitcoin, the more it gets bought up. That's it. Okay, we're in that cycle. So a couple things that BlackRock was to say, and I want to actually tell you too, if anybody wants to be a part of the free AMA, the crypto AMA, I've got the Bitcoin Business Accelerator author showing up. I've got a professional crypto trader showing up next Wednesday. There's a link down to the newsletter, and you'll be receiving an email like 2 days before to sign up, and there's a limited space. I think 1,000 people can get in there because of Zoom. So it says here, and this is coming from BlackRock, financial institutions are holding diligence and research conversations with BlackRock, playing an educational role, said Robert Michnick, the firm's head of digital assets. BlackRock has been talking about Bitcoin to these sorts of institutions for several years. While becoming the biggest spot Bitcoin ETF would be an impressive milestone, BlackRock says it isn't really focused on the size competition with Grayscale's GBTC fund. Now it says here, don't be fooled by the first break in inflows into spot Bitcoin exchange traded funds after 71 straight days. The current lull is likely to be followed by a new wave from a different type of investor, said Robert Michnick, head of digital assets for BlackRock, the world's largest asset management company. This is awesome. The coming months could see financial institutions such as sovereign wealth funds, pension funds, and endowments start to trade in the spot ETFs. Michnick said in an interview, the firm is seeing a reignition. And I can't even read that darn word. I'm not even going to try. Initiation. Ninja needs some coffee. The firm is seeing a reinitiation of the discussion around Bitcoin, which turns on the topic of allocating to Bitcoin and how to think about it from a portfolio constructive perspective. He goes on to say, many of these interested firms, whether we're talking about pensions, endowments, sovereign wealth funds, insurers, other asset managers, family offices, think about just the insurers. Insurance is such a massive piece of our financial landscape in the world. If you start getting insurance companies putting money into this, holy cow. And having ongoing diligence and research conversations, we're playing a role from an education perspective, Michnick said. And the interest is not new. BlackRock has been talking about Bitcoin to these sorts of institutions for several years, he said. This is the key to take away from this news story. The BlackRock ETF just rolled out, right? Yet BlackRock has been priming all of these funds for years. What does that tell you? When I told you a long time ago that Bitcoin is going to be going to stratospheric heights because of institutional buyers, this is years ago. It's because BlackRock was already on it. They were already talking about it. Because whether or not they had a fund buying and selling Bitcoin on an exchange-traded fund or an ETF, they were out there buying it themselves. Like I gave you the example of the fund managers that have a life. They have families. They've got fancy cars, fancy suits. They're out there buying it. And the people that I know, I will tell you this personally, and actually type one if you agree, the type of person that buys Bitcoin and actually knows how to buy it on an exchange, take it off the exchange and put it on a wallet and then go back to maybe another exchange with it and sell it, right? That's a different type of person. It's a person that thinks very critically, really an analytical type of person and someone that breaks down things. Totally different type of person. All right. So there's a lot of people that spout out all kinds of crap like, it's a scam. Yeah, it's vaporware. It's like, yeah. Have you looked at what's going on with the US dollars? Like, there's only like, 2.3 trillion US paper dollars in existence. All these people that think their money's in the bank, you're smoking weed. I don't know what you're smoking. Probably crack. Just crack is whack. But think about this. Just the government debt, how much is it right now? It's in the 30 trillion range right now. I don't even pay attention. It doesn't mean anything anymore. You want to talk about vaporware? It's called the US dollar. Now, do I believe that you're going to be out there running around buying, using Bitcoin to buy stuff, pizzas and all that stuff? No, I don't. Because it's going up so much, people will be afraid to spend it. And in that, just so you know, and yes, do I think the CIA invented it? Heck yeah, I do. Everyone loves to do that. Oh, the CIA invented it. Stay away from me. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. My digits keep going up. This was the intermediary, I believe, to get most people onto the digital dollar. That's it. Okay? Let's just call a spade, call it out right here. Do I believe that some government entity created Bitcoin a long time ago? Absolutely, I do. Do I believe, am I making money? Absolutely, I am. I don't know what to tell you. Because at the end, this plan is going to work and everybody's going to be forced onto a digital currency. You have no choice. People are like, oh, I'll just buy gold and silver and I'll trade in it. People will stab you if they catch you with that someday. No, that's just not going to work. But hey, you know what? Then again, I think that I'm a level thinker. If you agree with that sentiment, type two. And then to all the people just getting mad in their armchair, sitting back going, ah, I know it's a scam. Cool, copy. Just sit back and enjoy. What are you doing right now with yourself? I don't know. I'm going to make money and I'm trying to wake the whole world up, the middle class, to go make money themselves so they could be wealthy. See, this is the reason why rich people are rich and poor people are poor. That's how life works. It's just weird. See all the people typing too? They get it. But, you know, then again, there's always some people sitting in their bunker with their MREs. And their stash of silver saying, I'm never selling. Okay, copy it. Enjoy your cave. Weird. This video took a weird turn. Hey, look, if you want to go and check out the AMA, it's free. It's limited. I believe 1,000 people can get on because of the Zoom stuff. The link down below to the newsletter, and you'll get an email in the next few days allowing you to register for the AMA. And we're going to be talking trends. We're going to be talking charts. We're going to have Dylan talking about fundamentals. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait. I know there are a lot of people that got a lot out of the last AMA, and that's why we decided to do it again. So hope you got something out of this, and thank you so much for watching. The Economic Ninja is out.